Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community. Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out. It's episode 435 and welcoming our new listeners in Honolulu. Awesome. On ESPN 1420. Thrilled to have you along. Welcome to the show that doesn't just celebrate technology, but aims to demystify it as well. Or, as the announcer says, my goal is to break down geek speak into street speak. I've always been a sucker for a rhyme or alliteration. My show in Canada is called Tech Talk, and in Canadian movie theaters, I was on the big screen for like 11 years, and my segment was called Gear Guide. Anyhow, but I digress. Hope you're all doing great today. Yes, compared to last week's show when I last chatted with you, things are a little crazier right now internationally. And so I'm hoping you and yours are safe and sound. I have friends in Dubai, in Israel, and other parts of the Middle East whose lives are a little turned upside down right now, to put it mildly. And so, yeah, thinking about anyone affected. On a related note, I've heard from Tech It Out listeners about their family members who are serving in the military. And so, again, I hope everyone is okay. All right. So this is a show that doesn't delve into politics, geopolitics as well. And so I'll stay in my lane, all right, and just talk tech with you. And my three awesome guests this hour will do the same. Before I tell you what's on tap for today's Tech It Out, a huge thank you to both Norton and Visa, two brands that protect you in slightly different ways, which we'll get to in due time, but I wanted to give them a shout out. And so we're going to kick things off by learning about eSIMs and how they can save you a ton of money while traveling on your mobile phone bill. On deck, we've got a company called Always Mobile. After that, Michelin. Yep, the tire company, and one of the oldest brands today, by the way, will chat with us about the tech used to develop and test tires. It's actually pretty wild. I'm not sure if it would be a fit for this show, but I think you're going to love this. I had no idea how simulations and AI, it all goes into creating tires today. And finally, speaking of AI, we're going to hear from tech lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong about what Adobe now lets you do with its software. Pretty crazy stuff. All of this and more on an all-new Tech It Out. All right, let's kick things off with our first interview. So long as your smartphone supports it, if you travel overseas, the easiest and most economical way to stay in touch with family and friends and colleagues is to rent an eSIM, which is going to be a lot cheaper than roaming on your existing mobile phone plan while, say, in, I don't know, Europe or Asia or wherever. What's an eSIM and how does it work? Joining us to talk about Always Mobile and their offerings, which my wife Kelly and I just tested out in Berlin and then in Greece, we're joined by Mike Stanford, founder and president of Always Mobile. Hi, Mike. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Mark. Pleasure to be here.
So why don't we dive right in? I mentioned the term eSIM off the top, but that's an assumption that people know what that acronym is. So why don't we first explain what an eSIM is and why it's a good idea to have one or enable one when you're traveling?
Absolutely. So you're right. A lot of people just don't know what an eSIM is. It's a relatively new term. Essentially, everyone, I think, is familiar with the SIM cards that they have in their phone, those little tiny chips that slide into the side of your phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's a SIM card, and it stands for Subscriber Identity Module. And it basically tells the mobile network that you're connected to who you are and authenticates you to use that network. What an eSIM is just a digital version of that SIM card. It's a snippet of software that you can download into most Android and iPhones that are in the marketplace today can accept an eSIM and allowing you to connect to that network.
All right, so your SIM card is usually that little white, I don't know, the size of your pinky fingernail. It typically goes into the side or top of a smartphone. It lets you join a wireless network, a cellular network. It identifies you and your phone number. And an eSIM is like a virtual one. So you no longer have to get that tiny little pin and push open that little tray and put it in. So most phones today will work with an eSIM. But before we talk about always mobile, what is the benefit of using eSIM technology? Is that you don't have to manually put it in?
For sure. So you don't have to pull out the tray and manage multiple SIM cards if you're traveling anymore. There used to be a couple of options to manage how you connected to networks when you were traveling internationally. First would be just using the roaming capabilities of your existing home mobile carrier. The drawback of that is they're expensive. If you're going to travel to, let's say if you're a U.S. citizen traveling to Canada, you're going to incur probably, depending on your carrier and the plan you're on, probably between $12 and $15 a day for roaming. And if you're gone for a week, or if you're traveling with your spouse, or you're traveling as a family unit, that can really add up on a daily basis.
And it could be even more than that if you're overseas.
Right, right. If you go to other countries around the world, it can be much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes you hear horror stories of some of the large bills that people receive upon returning from their vacation that are completely outrageous. So one of the benefits of eSIM is you can now connect to a network at a fraction of that cost. As an example, we offer 10 gigabits of data that lasts 30 days for just a flat rate of $15 US. So it's way more economically feasible than paying your roaming charge to your carrier. The other way that people used to connect was to buy a physical SIM card when they landed at the airport in their local country.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine you've just come off a 7-hour flight. You've landed in Heathrow in London. You've got to collect your bags. You've got to figure out ground transportation, and add to that the hassle of hunting down a store in the airport that sells SIMs, figuring out what the plan and the costs are and doing that. It's just another hassle that people can avoid now. And the third way was you just turn off roaming and you wait till you get to your hotel and you use free Wi-Fi around the cities that you're visiting and restaurants or your hotel. And that can be sometimes insecure and it's a hassle. So eSIMs offer a great solution. You install it before you travel. When you land at the airport, you turn it on and you're connected right away.
All right. So number one, it's way more economical than roaming with your existing phone company when you're, say, overseas. Secondly, it's more convenient because you can set it up before you land and you don't have to physically open up the tray and put in a SIM card and all that, which if you go to different countries, by the way, you're going to have to do that. The old way was that you would do that for every country you were in. So it was a real pain. So it's more convenient to have an eSIM or virtual SIM, which now leads us to Always Mobile. Please tell us about the company and what's your competitive advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Mark. So Always Mobile is a relatively new company. We launched back at the end of May this year, and we offer eSIM mobile data plans to 150 different countries around the world. And for each country, there's usually a variety of plans depending on how much data you want and for how long you want it for. And so it's a super convenient way for travelers to reduce their costs and not have the hassle, as we mentioned earlier, of managing multiple SIM cards. Always Mobile was born out of an idea of being a super low-cost alternative to what's available in the marketplace today. And it's 100% digital, so we have a website where you can purchase the eSIM from, and we endeavor to keep all our costs really, really low so that we can pass on those savings to our customers.
All right. And you said it's a data plan, so you don't get a second phone number, right? Just to be clear, you need to use an app that lets you make calls. Like I use one called Text Now, which is a free app that gives you a virtual number. Or you can make calls over, say, WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger or FaceTime or something. But just to be clear, because other eSIM companies will give you a number if you wanted one. It won't be the one that your friends and family know that's yours. It'll be a new one that you'll have to use temporarily. But is that true? Is that the case?
That's correct. And it's a really important point. It is data only on our always mobile eSIM.
But you can use it to make phone calls or text or message, rather.
Correct. So your voice calls over your telephone number are not supported and SMS texts are not supported. But to your point, there's a variety of options that people can use, like a third-party app, as you mentioned, in order to make voice calls, send messages, and do video calls. And I would mention that on the iOS, on the iPhone platform, our SIMs do support both FaceTime and iMessenger communications.
Yeah, thank you for that. We're chatting with Mike Stanford. He's founder and president of a company called Always Mobile. They are the folks behind eSIM technology that lets you buy, or rent rather, a data plan that you can use in over 150 countries. Mike was generous enough to set my wife Kelly and I up for an eSIM. As my listeners know, I was in Berlin for IFA, a big tech show, and then we went to Greece to celebrate my wife's 50th birthday. And your Always Mobile eSIM worked flawlessly, I should say. We set it up in Toronto before we left. And then once we landed, and I'll have you walk our listeners through the process, really simple, even if you're not tech savvy, within a minute of landing on the ground, we had connectivity in Europe, which was really great. Because like you said, yeah, you can wait till you are only on Wi-Fi if you're really thrifty. You know, you want to make sure you're not coming home to a surprise on your wireless bill. Then you could just go to your hotel Wi-Fi or a restaurant or a mall or what have you, the airport, and surf there or make calls over Wi-Fi there. But there could be security concerns with public free Wi-Fi hotspots. Not to mention, you want to navigate around the city you're in. You're going to want to use like a Google Maps or something like that. You're going to want to have cellular connectivity.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember one time I was in Italy with my family, my wife and kids, and the kids were a little bit older, so they wanted to go their own way. And of course, you want to be able to connect with them to...
Of course, especially when you're in a strange country.
Right, to know where they are, to set a time for where you're going to meet up and where you're going to meet up and how to get there. It's very convenient, and you just can't get that if you're relying on the free Wi-Fi at the hotel or at restaurants or at malls.
More with Always Mobile when we return on Tech It Out.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at visa.com. That's simply visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute. Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test, so you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth.
Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark's has volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Country fans, are you ready? Check out those boots and state the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews. Live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance. Featuring fan favorites like Darlin and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast. So grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
North America, you have to first visit your website. Walk us through the process. You select the country you're going to?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's as you mentioned, it's easy and straightforward. You just go to always-mobile.com, which is our website, and you can search for the destination that you're traveling to, and you can look at plans. We have plans by country, we have plans by region. So if you're traveling to multiple countries in Europe, as an example, or Asia, you can buy a regional plan. That's another level of convenience. Mm-hmm. And then we also offer a global plan.
Oh, wow.
Just to make things even more convenient. But yeah, you go to the destination country you want on our website, and most countries will have a variety of plans based on the amount of data that you want to purchase or the duration, whether it's a week, whether it's a month, whether it's 90 days. There's usually a variety of options. So you pick which one. It's a simple checkout where you can purchase the eSIM with any major credit card or using PayPal. And as soon as you make your purchase, within a few seconds, no more than a minute or so, you'll receive an email from Always Mobile containing a QR code. You simply scan that QR code into your phone, and it starts the installation process, and it takes you through a couple of steps that's very straightforward and lasts a minute or two, and then you have the eSIM installed in your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you just leave that line turned off until you reach your destination. And when you reach your destination, you turn it on and you turn your main line off and you're ready to go.
Right. And that's basically it. You go, depending on whether you're on iPhone or Android, you go into the settings or options menu, and then you go to either cell phone or cellular connectivity or something like that. And you just disable your main number, your main 10-digit phone number, and you enable the eSIM, and away you go.
It's as easy as that. You're absolutely correct.
Mike, before we wrap up, is there a list of compatible smartphones at your website? And what happens if your phone is not on the list?
So, yeah, great question. There is a list available on our website that shows all the compatible iPhone and Android devices. Generally, if the device has been produced in the last, say, 4 years, it will most likely have eSIM capabilities, but you can certainly double check on our website. If your device is not listed there, it's probably generally an older device and would not have eSIM capabilities. In that case, we're unfortunately not able to help you.
All right. So in other words, if you've got, I don't know, let's say an iPhone 8 or an old Samsung device and you are traveling to, say, France, if you don't want to roam with your existing carrier, which is not recommended because it'll be very expensive, then they can still, when they land, visit a kiosk or hop into a store and rent an eSIM for a week or two and then use Always Mobile the next time when they upgrade their phone.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what we would recommend, is just using a local physical SIM card. And then when they purchase a new phone, we'll be waiting for them.
Awesome. And then the website, once again, is always-mobile.com?
That's correct.
I just want to thank you one more time, Mike, for setting us up with the eSIM. It was so easy to use. My wife was concerned about it. Even though she's married to a techie, she is the farthest thing from being one. And so she was concerned. It was so easy for us to set it up before we left and enable it when we land. It worked flawlessly. And we were using it a lot, by the way, and we barely made a dent in our total amount. So always-mobile.com to get going. Thanks so much for your time, Mike. Good to chat with you.
Thanks, Mark, and thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Hey, don't forget, on today's Tech It Out, we're going to also chat with Michelin, one of the oldest brands in the world, and all the tech that they use to design and develop and test tires and the science behind that. It is a lot more interesting than I thought it would be, to be truthful. But yeah, and fun fact, the Michelin tire company is also the same as the Michelin restaurant, you know, rating guide, which is pretty interesting. We're going to hear a little bit about that as well. And then also on the program today, what's new with Adobe AI and what artificial intelligence brings to your favorite software. If you want to reach out on social media to say hi, I'll spell my name in a moment, but you can find me on X, Threads, Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, YouTube, TikTok, and LinkedIn. It's Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman. So Mark with a C, Saltzman with a Z. When we return, we're going to shift gears and chat with Michelin about tire tech. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, Western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR, your talk radio show.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
With your Visa card, nor should businesses be concerned about secure payments. Visa is deploying advanced technology to ensure customer data is not vulnerable, no matter where the transactions take place. This includes tokenization, pioneered by Visa, as one part of the solution, which reduces the risk of identity theft because this technology replaces your actual cardholder info with a random alphanumeric code, so the merchant never sees your real card number, yet it ensures a fast transaction as well. To learn more about Visa's work in protecting you and your purchases, head over to visa.com/security. That's visa.com/security. It's something millions of us ride on every day, but probably don't think much about it. I'm referring to our tires. Yep, we just take them for granted that they're going to roll us safely under our vehicles from point A to point B. But you might not know that technology, including AI, is helping the development of today's tires. And so who better to chat with than this, than Michelin.
the number one tire brand in the world, both by units sold and revenue. We've got on the line Cyril Roget. He's Technical and Scientific Communication Director at Michelin. Welcome to the show, Cyril. Good to chat with you.
Thank you, Marco.
Bienvenue. Nice to have you on the show. Before we talk tech, tell us a bit about Michelin.
So Michelin is a company that is more than 135 years old now, well known for its tires, but also, you know, experiences like the Michelin Guide that you probably know also that give you advice for the restaurants. So we created the Michelin Guide, the Red Guide, more than 100 years ago also to help drivers to find the right place initially to drive their car. And now it's known for the best restaurants in the world with the Michelin stars. But also Michelin is building now what we call a world-leading manufacturer of composites and experiences that are life-changing. And why are we saying that? Because what we learn on the tire, which is basically the ultimate composite, is something that we want to apply to very critical and high-value composites. You know, like a fire hose, brake seals, seals also in pipes that are very using different critical fluids, for example. So we know that everything that we learn in the tire domain can be applied to high-value composites also in the different parts of the world. And also experiences where we continue to deliver high-value experiences to consumers.
Okay, so I'm going to talk with you more in a moment about the tech in the tires. Again, I don't think many of our listeners would be aware of, but thanks by starting with some fun facts. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that Michelin star restaurants, it's the same Michelin as tires. And yeah, I know that I researched a fun fact that the Michelin man, Bibendum, forgive me if I'm butchering the proper name in French, he's over 125 years old. He debuted in 1898 and is one of the oldest trademarks still in use.
Yes, it's true. In fact, one of the two brothers that created Michelin back in 1898, in fact, saw a pile of tires that were white at the time and saw something that looked like a man. And it said, oh, that should be our mascot. And we created the Michelin man like that. Bibendum come from the fact that there was an advertisement at the beginning of the last century that was saying, Nunc est Bibendum. You need the tire that is capable to drink the obstacle. And that's why the name Bibendum was chosen and created. And it's funny because it's one of the world's oldest trademarks still in use. But also it's been recently recognized by Brand Finance as one of the top 10 strongest brands in 2026. Wow. We are number 9 in the world, you know, with famous brands. So we are very, very proud that the value of the brand is recognized, values at about $10.3 billion. So, and it's recognizing the value that we deliver to our mission for sustainability, but also innovating for a better life in motion.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Yeah, fascinating. I just wanted to sort of close the loop on the trademark part and some of the fun facts tied to the brand. Now, you already started talking about some of the material used in your tires, and obviously that is technical on how it's developed, but you're also leveraging AI, from what I understand. A big buzzword today, certainly not around in 1898, but can you tell us how tires are being developed at Michelin?
Yes, in fact, we have three different stages that we call stage advanced research when we are looking at development that will come probably in 10 years or something like that. Then we have what we call pre-development where we are working technology for the next tire line that will come on the market. So it's something like 5 years. And then we have development teams that look to develop the tire line that you will have on the market in 2 or 3 years. So those are the three stages. And across those three stages, we started to look, and in fact, around 25 years ago already, we started to look at neural networks to use all the data that we had from tests and development that we had in the past to start using artificial intelligence. So back in 1990s, starting to develop artificial intelligence to develop new components, new materials. Mm. So it's been a long time for us. Artificial intelligence is not new, but now we are starting really to leverage it across material development. In fact, the Alpine 7, which one of the latest winter tire that has come on the market 2 years years ago, the material for the threat compound has been developed using entirely artificial intelligence, even if at the end the natural intelligence of our experts were there to, let's say, fine-tune it. But this is how we use artificial intelligence today, both in the development but also in the advanced research.
And is this only on select tires that you're leveraging AI like the Alpine 7s, or Michelin is deploying this kind of approach across the board?
So we are starting now to develop artificial intelligence across the board for the entire design by itself, also to help fine-tuning the performance at the beginning mm-hmm. of the development. So it's avoiding to make prototypes at the beginning. So we do physical time just at the end. That saves a lot of tests and materials. But also we are looking at artificial intelligence today in our plants. So in fact, artificial intelligence is used in our plants also to predict maintenance that are needed on the different machines in our plants mm-hmm. and also to predict when something will need to be changed, for example. So predictive
right.
maintenance.
Got it. Speaking of prediction, I want to ask you in a moment about your tame tire simulation model. More with Michelin when we return on Tech It Out. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman. This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just in the text.
Text RULE to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RULE to 215215. That's RULE to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We are chatting with Cyril Roget, Technical and Scientific Communication Director at Michelin, the number one tire brand in the world. You may be scratching your head, why a tire brand was invited to come on this show about technology, but the two actually go hand in hand. I mean, tech has revolutionized every industry, and the tire space is no exception. On that note then, Cyril, I understand that the Pilot Sport Cup 2 RFP tire, which was created for the Mustang GTD, if I'm not mistaken, was designed using your proprietary Tame Tire simulation model, as it's called, to help predict real-world performance under extreme conditions, something as a Canadian I can relate to. Can you explain a bit how this was done?
Yeah, in fact, Tame Tire simulation, it's a simulation model that we use. It's proprietary to Michelin, and it's based on years and years of expertise and entire development. So we brought, we can design a virtual tire using Tame Tire, and the virtual tire is so good, in fact, it can predict the evolution in temperature, but also predicting wear of the tire. Mm-hmm. So we can integrate that virtual tire also into the simulation models of the OEM, the car maker, so we can fine-tune the car and the tire at the same time. So it's really something that is very powerful, that is very advanced compared to some of other models. And in fact, the tire that has been designed for the Mustang GTD, it's manufactured in Greenville in South Carolina. And this tire is very specific because it's the widest front tire that was ever created for ultra-high performance vehicle. And really, this is a proof of Michelin's ability to push the boundary in extreme performance, but also through digital innovation and using AI and simulation models. So this is allowing us to accelerate innovation, but also reducing the number of prototypes that we need before we do the physical prototypes.
Yeah.
And the feedback we have is that they are very, very close to the simulation model. So we can make it more efficient, and also we're lowering the environmental impact and footprint of our R&D and cutting development cost also.
Fascinating. Yeah, a lot of people probably don't realize that there are so many variables that go into the wear and tear of your tires. For example, an electric car is considerably heavier than a ICE-based vehicle, an internal combustion engine-based car, mm-hmm. and that's going to affect everything. With that in mind then, Cyril, I know this is a tech show, but I think it would be remiss to have you on the show and not ask a general question about choosing tires. Is there any advice that you can impart on our listeners on, you know, when they are buying tires for their vehicle, what they should keep in mind, what they should look for, what they should avoid? Any tips you can recommend?
Yeah, so it's techie. We can say that because a lot of people don't even know what tire they have on their vehicle or what brand they have on their vehicle. So yes, it requires to know exactly what's the size that you have on your vehicle to be able to look at based on your vehicle. So, but it depends really on how and where you drive. Okay, this is what we call your usage. And the good thing with Michelin is we can offer you a choice of Michelin tires based on your usage and not based on your engine type. So for us, we develop tires that are good for electric vehicles, but also normal combustion engine vehicles. What you have to know is what is the size. So you can really go into the Michelin website, for example, and type your vehicle and the detail of your vehicle, and it will give you the type of size that you have on your vehicle, and then you will be offered a choice of the different tires that you can choose for that particular vehicle based on your usage. And very recently, in fact, we launched in the US and Canada 5 interactive games that can help consumers to choose and understand the right tire that they can choose that affect also safety, performance, energy efficiency. It's very fun, engaging, and it's what matters for your driving style. So
I love that.
This is, I encourage everybody to go on the Michelin website and look at those games.
Well, that was going to be my last question, is where we can learn more, including this game that we can play to ensure that we're purchasing the best tires for our environment, our vehicles, and so on.
So you can go on the Michelin website. So it's michelinman.com. So michelinman.com.
All right, michelinman.com. Love it. Thank you so much for chatting with us, Cyril. All the best.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you very much.
The new SanDisk Creator Series is a line of storage solutions designed specifically for content creators. the driving force behind the content that we consume online, from videos and blog posts to podcasts and social media updates. These external SanDisk SSDs and other flash-based products help to streamline the creative workflow from start to finish. There are five main features of the SanDisk Creator Series. Number one, high speeds. Plug-and-play solutions that offer fast read and write speeds, ensuring smooth workflows and quick transfers of large files. Number two, durability. These products are designed to withstand the rigors of on-the-go use, with features like drop protection and resistance to water and dust. Number three, portability. This SanDisk series includes several portable SSDs and other flash drives, making it easy to take your storage with you wherever you go. Number four, compatibility. These SanDisk products are designed to work with a range of devices, including smartphones, tablets, laptops, desktops, cameras, and more. And number five, high capacity. There's no longer a trade-off between the durability of solid-state drives and capacity for those who need a lot of storage, as you can have it all, now with drives that can store several terabytes of data. More info is at sandisk.com/creator. When we return on Tech It Out, folks, we're going to chat with tech lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong about what's new with Adobe. Here's a hint, it's AI. We'll be right back. Stick with us.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief, the trusted source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Hear ye, good folk. Thou art most warmly invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair this Memorial Day weekend. Join us Saturday, May 24th, from 10 of the clock in the morn until 6 in the eve. And Sunday, May 25th, from 10 in the morn until 5 in the afternoon at the Anderson Fairgrounds, 1890 Briggs Street. Behold, valiant knights clash in armored combat for honor and glory. Delight thy ears with lively Celtic and folk melody. Feast as though thou wert royalty, and wander a grand marketplace filled with handcrafted wares from artisans far and near. Admission is but $15 for adults, $13 for youth, ages 11 to 17, and children 10 and under. Enter free. Secure thy tickets upon Eventbrite, and skip the queue at the gate. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair, this Memorial Day weekend, at the fairgrounds in Anderson. Huzzah!
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
contracts. I use this myself, and what it does is it can give you a quick overview, it can answer your questions, it can simplify tricky legal terms, and you can even compare different versions of contracts. You can spot, like, important details, things that you may not normally catch that would save you time and potential surprises. And it also includes a citation. So, like, if you see a citation, you can then click on that to go deeper into the agreement or the contract where that is to verify the response or dig in to read more. It's kind of like having this personal assistant that helps you understand and simplify, like, your everyday contracts.
All right, so Adobe Acrobat is the software, and AI Assistant is a feature within it. And who would you say then could benefit from this primarily?
I mean, honestly, just about anyone. We talked about this. 70% of people sign contracts without fully understanding them. But get this, Mark, most are caught off guard by the terms after signing. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm going to be honest. That's me. Like, there have been plenty of times when I've signed some things and then I thought about it after the fact, right? So these new capabilities are perfect for people who really want to save time or feel more confident about what they're actually signing. Now, I want to caution people, this isn't something that will replace an attorney, but it's perfect for everyday things. Like, for example, we're at the top of the new year. A lot of people are signing up for gym memberships. They want to get fit. Or maybe they're signing up for a new cell phone plan for the family. Those kinds of agreements, they're long, they can be complicated. Who feels like reading all that stuff? With the new contract intelligence, you can quickly spot those hard-to-find details, things like initiation and cancellation fees, or like, when's the renewal coming up for this? What are my renewal terms?
Mm-hmm.
And plus, one of the things I really like too, Mark, is that you can compare the contracts. So maybe you're looking at different gyms and you're debating on which one to go with, or different wireless carriers to figure out which one is best for you and your family. The fact that you can compare contracts is something that I've never seen before. And even if you're doing bigger investments like buying a car, you could compare financing contracts from different dealerships and flag extra charges like warranties or service add-ons. And if you're looking to buy a home, mortgages or loan agreements, those things are long, lots of pages, and it can clarify the interest rates, the payment schedules, the penalties, which would really just help you avoid surprises. My biggest thing, or I say maybe two things that I really like after I was using it, was I love the one-click summaries to just summarize the whole thing for me, and then I love the easy comparisons. Those were my two favorites.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It sounds like there's a lot of applications for this. I did think of wireless carriers as I was introducing this topic with you, but yeah, so many others, buying a home. I mean, really, our work contracts that we have, Mario, you know, with our clients.
Yep. I mean, I was even looking at proposals. So I was looking at vendors to hire. So maybe you're having a wedding and you're looking at vendor agreements. So many different reasons why you could say, let me compare this and let me look at the fine print and have this really help me be able to do this.
We're learning about the new intelligent contract capabilities in Acrobat. This is a popular piece of software from Adobe. Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong is explaining it to us. And this kind of begs the question, though. I love that it can parse through the data and it can give you summaries and simplify all this legalese and all that. But what about the data itself? What about the security and privacy? These could be confidential contracts, for example. What's being done with this information?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought this up because obviously this is going to be paramount, and security and privacy are non-negotiable for Adobe. Your data stays fully protected and it's never used to train their AI models, which is great. So it has that trust built in so that you can use contract intelligence in AI Assistant confidently, knowing that your information is going to be safe.
Right. That's good to know. All right, Mario. So how can people get started?
It costs around $4.99 a month with your current Acrobat subscription, or if you're using the free reader app. So really easy to use. Then you just upload any documents or contracts or proposals or things that you want to have it review.
All right. Adobe.com/Acrobat. Mario, always great to chat with you. Thanks so much for breaking this all down for us.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Mark. I hope this helps a lot of people.
Hey, thank you for tuning in to Tech It Out, everyone. Welcome once again to the new Honolulu-based station that's taking Tech It Out for the first time, ESPN 1420. Thrilled to have you along. A huge thank you to Visa and Norton, my official partners on this program. And would love to hear from you if you want to reach out, Mark Saltzman on social media, Mark with a C, and I look forward to hearing from you. All the best, everyone. Have a great rest of your day, and I look forward to catching up with you next time for another brand new episode of Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.